Thank you for tuning in to the Heritage Church of God in Maumee, Ohio, where Senior Pastor Robert L. Fry has a great message from God's holy word. We'd love for you to come and join us at Heritage Church of God, where our motto is, a salvation experience makes you a member. We're located at 3520 Strayer Road in Maumee, Ohio. Look for the red brick church in the valley. If you'd like more information about Heritage Church of God, contact the office at 419-861-9520 or visit our website at heritagechurchofgod.org. Now, let's listen to Pastor Fry share a message inspired by God.
Our Heavenly Father, I thank you for this day. Lord, we thank you that we're here to serve you, and Lord, that you meet our every need. We ask you to bless this message, strengthen us, in Jesus' name, amen. Probably one of the best quotes I heard yesterday was put on Facebook by a man that said, "So what? I wasn't going to shower, drink any water, or brush my teeth anyway today." We have a bit of a water problem. There's so many scriptures in the Bible that I could use about water. One was that's talked about over in the book of Exodus, again in the book of Numbers, where the children of Israel were out in the middle of the desert and they were out of water. And God spoke to Moses, and he took the staff that was in the Holy of Holies before God, and he took it out, and he was to speak to the rock, and the rock was to bring forth water. The people were grumbling and upset at Moses because he had brought God's people out into the wilderness. It amazed me how they called themselves God's people when Moses called them a little bit different. They weren't acting like God's people. They weren't living like God's people. They weren't doing things that God's people would do. But they were following a godly man, so they all felt that they were under the shadow of God. And you know what? They were right. They were. And Moses hit the rock rather than speaking to it because of his anger, I believe, for the people. And the water came forth and the people drank. There's another story over in the book of John about the woman at the well. And Jesus needed water. And she dropped down her bucket into the well and she brought up water. And Jesus said, "If you have asked me, I'd give you living water." Well, water's something that I know a little bit about. Matter of fact, we talked about sheep the other day, a few Sundays ago. I know a whole lot more about water. I was a sales manager at two Culligan dealerships. I was a general manager at two Culligan dealerships. I was a district manager for Lindsay Water and had 127 stores. When they talk about grains per gallon, I understand that. An aspirin is 5 grains by weight. So if they tell you in your well water you have 5 grains of lime in your well water, that's like taking one aspirin and dissolving it, just pure lime, and putting it in your water. If you have 10, that's like taking 2 and dissolving it. That's what you call hard water. The more lime that you have in it, the harder it is. You can't see it because water is made up of hydrogen and oxygen. It goes into the hydrogen, so you can't see it. But if you put dirt in there, it goes into the oxygen. Like if you have 1 part per million of iron, you can't see it because it wraps around whatever lime you have in the water and it's hidden in the hydrogen. But if you put a little bit of chlorine in there, it'll move out of the hydrogen over in the oxygen and the water will turn red. Or if you take a glass of iron water and you put it in your glass and it's all clear and you set it out overnight, you'll see some iron in the bottom. That's because it moved out of the hydrogen over in the oxygen. That's why you can't filter out things that are bound in that hydrogen. You can keep pouring it through. If you have salt water, it hides in the hydrogen. You can't see it. So you can be on a ship and there's water everywhere, not a drop to drink, like Toledo. And you can pour that through your handkerchief, you can pour it through socks, you can pour it through anything you want, but it's still going to be salt water. But you can take coffee, water, it's black because you can see it, it's moved over into the oxygen, and you can pour it through. Now, we live in a day where there's more than hydrogen and oxygen in water. We have toxics in water, and that's what we're dealing with in Toledo. We're dealing with something foreign that's come in that you can't use an ion exchange in order to take it out like you would when you have hard water. You can't use a filter like you would use in order to take out iron water. And matter of fact, you say, but Pastor, I remember taking a glass of water at my grandma's house, and you could see the red in it. Yes, once the iron is higher than what the lime will absorb, it automatically is over there into the oxygen, so you can see it. You can usually see iron when it's more than 2 parts per million. You can't ever see lime. Just can't see it. Can't filter it out. What we're dealing with in Toledo is a toxic that's in the water, and it's brought in through this flume that they call. You say, well, we should be able to kill that with chlorine. That's another toxic you put in the water. Okay? We kill something else with fluoride. That's another toxic you put in the water. We have so many toxics going into our water and into our rivers and into our streams that come into our lake that it's going to take $400 million to clean up Toledo City's water. Where are they going to get that kind of money? We just gave $1 billion to the Ukraine. Just saying. We have to work together in order to get it done. But it can be done. Now, I told you all of that to tell you this. We live in a world that you must have water in order to live. And the cleaner the water, the cleaner you get things. For instance, I go over here and I wash this window. And I wash this window with pure distilled water. That window is going to become very clean. But once the water that I'm washing the window with is 1 part per million dirtier than the window, what I take out of the bucket's going to go on the window rather than what I take off the window going into the bucket. Have you ever washed your car and your rag got dirty and you notice there's big streaks of dirt on it? That's what happens. So when you clean your body, it always amazed me how people run clean water through their steam irons, but they won't run it through their body. But just another pet peeve of mine. I mean, guys, clean it up, okay? But the cleaner the water, the cleaner the object gets. Now, Jesus said to the woman at the well, he said, I would give you living water. I will give you the cleanest water there is because you're living in a dirty world that is made up of more than just flesh and blood. There are toxics coming in. There is sin coming in. And every day you're rubbing elbows with something that's going to get you dirty. It's our attitude. It's our rebellion. And God said, I have a stream that will never run dry. And he said, I will put that well of living water and I will feed it to you. I happen to have a reverse osmosis unit in my house so that I have water on tap to clean me up when I need cleaned up on the inside. And I take it and it's just right there. It's handy. I don't have to go to the grocery store and buy it. I don't have to go downtown and buy it. It's right there. Jesus said, I will give you that, and I will place it inside of you, that as you're living and breathing in this world of sin, that you'll know how to live, and you'll know how to give, and you'll know how to help. And it won't be something that will be unnatural to you. It will be your nature, because the nature will be the nature of God rather than your own nature. Your own nature is jealousy, envy, strife, hatred, high-mindedness, and unholiness. Nature of God is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, meekness. We're always trying to learn a place to give because we understand we have a well that never shall run dry. I don't know what's polluting you. I don't know what's polluting your family. I don't know what's polluting your neighborhood. But just as sure as we brought cases and cases of water to be taken out of here today, and Rob Eisman's on his way with 20 more cases of water, take out the pure water, give it to your neighbors. We're going to ask you, if you need water, take a case. If you have someone that's shut in or someone that can't get out that you know, take another case of water and give it to them. That's the way we spread good water. It's also the way we spread the name of Jesus Christ. People are starving out there. They're looking on every corner, and you know what they find? They find churches filled with people with polluted water. It's no better than theirs. They call us hypocrites. You know why? Because we are. We have the same value system as they have. They've tried washing their windows with our water, and they get it just as dirty as they were without. They can clean them up themselves as good as we can clean them up. You must be plugged into the source of the clean water. I liked what Ezekiel said. His angel told him to walk into the water, and he said, I walked into the water, and I was into my ankles. Then I was into my knees. Then I was into my chest. Then I realized in the stream of the power of the Holy Spirit, there was much water, even much to swim in. He said, I got in over my head. When are you going to get into this living water over your head? When are you going to wash in it? When are you going to drink it? When are you going to do your laundry in it? When are you going to say everything that I put on, the way that I dress, the way that I look, the way that I walk, the way that I talk is going to be filled with living water? And I'm going to spread it to my neighbors. I'm going to stand on the street corners with it. Because the world is crying out for the living water, just as this woman at the well was crying out for living water. And Jesus said, I'll give it. And you say, well, preacher, I just don't feel much on the inside of me. And in the first month, Israel's community arrived at the desert of Zin, and they stayed at Kadesh. And Miriam had died and was buried. That was Moses' sister. And there was no water for the community. And the people gathered to oppose in opposition to Moses and Aaron. And they quarreled with Moses and said, if only we had died with our brothers and fell dead before the Lord. Why did you bring the Lord's community into this wilderness that we and our livestock should die here? Why did you bring us up out of Egypt to this terrible place? It has no grain, no figs, no grapevines, and there is no water to drink. And Moses and Aaron went from the assembly to the entrance of the tent and the meeting place, and they fell face down, and the glory of the Lord appeared to them. And the Lord said to Moses, take the staff, you and your brother Aaron, gather the assembly together, speak to the rock before their eyes, and it will pour out its water. And you will bring water out of the rock in the community so that their livestock can drink. And Moses took the staff of the Lord from the Lord's presence, just as he had commanded him. He and Aaron gathered the assembly together in front of the rock, and Moses said to them, listen, you rebels. Should have said, my dearly beloved. We must bring you water out of this rock. And Moses raised his arm and struck the rock twice with his staff, and water gushed out. And the community and their livestock drank. You may think you don't have any water, you don't have enough to share. You're just trying to get by and make it to heaven yourself. Tap the rock. And Jesus said, I am the rock, I am the cornerstone, I am your firm foundation. Just ask and it shall be given unto you. And you will become a river of living water to those who need. Let's stand. Our Heavenly Father, we live in a time of troubled waters. But Lord, there's enough pure water coming out of heaven. And you said that it'll flow out of the eastern gate and it'll flow through the Kidron Valley and to the uttermost parts of the world. Lord, I pray, through what you are doing in us, that you might bless your efforts, that people may not see who we are, but they might see who you are. Lord, I ask you now to let us use this example of a city without pure water, knowing what it is when churches are filled with people without pure water. We just can't get what we need in order to live for you. Lord, help us to clean it up. Help us to not come from our reservoir, but from yours. And we'll give you the thanks in Jesus' name. Amen.
You've been listening to Pastor Robert L. Fry from Heritage Church of God in Maumee, Ohio, where a salvation experience makes you a member. If you've enjoyed Pastor Fry's message today, we'd love for you to come and join us at Heritage Church of God. We're located at 3520 Strayer Road in Maumee, Ohio. Just look for the red brick church in the valley. If you'd like more information about Heritage Church of God, or you'd like to receive a copy of today's message, contact the church office at 419-861-9520 or visit our website at heritagechurchofgod.org. And this has been a Heritage Church of God audio outreach ministry.